Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Yud Aleph. We left off on daf Yud Amid Beis, or at least that's where we're picking up from. I missed the past couple of days, but on daf Yud Amid Beis, on the last line of the page, at Omar Rava Bar Shila. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. First, the Gemara is going to talk about a particular type of flute that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. It was really a shovel, but it was turned into a flute that produced many, many different sounds. We can have two different versions of what kinds of sounds are produced. Then we're going to discuss the three-way machlokas that appeared in our Mishnah as to who played the instruments in the Mikdash. Was it Avadim, people who were Avdei Kohanim? Was it Leviim? Or was it people who were Yisraelim, Miuchasin? And the Gemara is going to have a couple of suggestions as to what that machlokas is really about. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the shear is ma'akev the karban, and it's going to be machlokas tanaim whether a lack of a shira will be ma'akev the karban, and we'll explain what's behind that machlokas tanaim. And then the majority of the rest of Amud Aleph is going to discuss how we know that ikar shira min haTorah, how we know the idea that there is a concept of shira min haTorah, that there is singing in the Beis HaMikdash from the Torah, but it's not all the sources are not necessarily only going to be from the Torah. Many of them will be from elsewhere in Tanakh. So that's going to take us through the rest of Amud Aleph. And then we're going to talk about what happens if a Meshorer is Mesha'er, or Mesha'er is Meshorer, meaning Levi fulfills a different role than he's supposed to fulfill, or if someone does a role that's not his at all, a Levi tries to do a Kohen's role, or something of that nature. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Olas Nedava Shel Tzibur requires Shira or not. An Olas Chova Shel Tzibur certainly requires Shira, but we're going to talk about an Olas Nedava Shel Tzibur. So let's begin on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Mas, Amar Shmuel. Magreif HaYisub HaMikdash, they had a certain type of shovel in the Mikdash that was Asar Nekavim HaYuba. It had 10 holes in it. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Motzi Asar Amine Zemer. And each of those holes produced 10 different musical notes. Nimtzeis kula motzia mea mine zemer. So if each of the 10 holes produced 10 musical notes, simple mathematics, it's 100 musical notes that were produced. B'masnisa tana hi amma, it had a width of one amma. It was obviously much longer than an amma based on what we're going to describe. Ugavoa amma, it had a height of one amma. V'kasa yotze hemena, and it had a handle that protruded from it. V'asar nekavim hayuba, and it had 10 holes in it, and in each of those holes there was some sort of hollow tube, and kol echad motzi mea mine zemer, and each of those hollow tubes had holes that produced 100 mine zemer, 100 musical notes. Nimtzeis kula motzia elef mine zemer, so that made for a total of 1,000 musical notes. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'simenayich masnisa guzma, the way to remember who said what, who said 100 musical notes and who said 1,000 musical notes, is that the Tanaim, the Brisas, speak in guzma, speak in more exaggerated terms. And over here with the statement of the Amora was that it just produced 100 musical notes, and b'masnisa tana in the Brisa, it had in the Derech of the Mishnayos and the Brisos, is to speak in more exaggerated terms, and in the Brisa it said 1,000 musical notes. V'avdei kohanim hayu, and then we said machlokas in the Mishnah, who exactly played the instruments in the Mikdash? Was it the Avadim of the Kohanim? Was it the Leviim? Or was it Yisraelim Yuchasim? So what is that machlokas really about? So says Marlema Ba'akam Ifri. Maybe the machlokas is about the following. Dimadimar Avadim Ayu, the one that says that it was Avadim Kasavar Iker Shira Bepeh, holds that primarily the requirement of Shira is fulfilled with singing and not with musical notes. The Kli L'Besumei Kalu Davida. And the whole purpose of the musical instruments was just to make it sound nicer. That it shouldn't, not everything should be a cappella. They should be some actual band playing along, and that makes the voice sound nicer. But that's not really the mitzvah of Shira, and therefore it could even be Avadim that were playing. Umandiyam or Leviim Hayu, but the sheet that says that it was Leviim, Kasavar Iker Shira Bakli, holds that really primarily the mitzvah is to play musical instruments. So says Mar Vitizra Rabbi Yossi, my Kasavar, yeah, but you didn't account for all three shitos. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Ika Savar Iker Shira Bepeh, Avadim, Ba'avadim Sanya. If he holds Iker Shira Bepeh, then you could even have Avadim playing the musical instruments. Ika Savar Iker Shira Bekli, Leviim Be'inan. And if he holds Iker Shira Bekli, then you should require Leviim. And Rabbi Yossi does not require Leviim, but holds that you can't have Avadim either. He apparently requires they have Yisraelim Yuchasin. How do you explain what that's based on? So says the Gemara, we misunderstood the machlokas. The Olam Kasavar, Iker Shira Bepeh. Really, everyone holds Iker Shira Bepeh. Vahacha Bemailin Miduchan, and therefore, who plays the musical instruments, L'chora shouldn't really matter, as far as inherently at least, shouldn't really matter, because it's not the Iker Shira, it could even be Avadim. Vahacha Bemailin Miduchan, Yuchasin, L'maisos Kamifli. Now, you know, the Machlokas in our Mishnah is about, it's what sorts of assumptions do we make when we see someone played in the Beis HaMikdash band? What sort of assumptions do we make as far as what else we allow him to do? Do we assume he has proper yichus? Do we assume he's allowed to receive Maisa Rishon like a regular Levi? So Madi Amar Vadim Ayukasav Rein Malin Miduchan Ein Malin Miduchan Lo Liyuchsan V'lo L'maisos. The one that says that we allow Avadim to play in the band, that's because he holds that we make no assumptions whatsoever when we see someone playing in the band. We're not going to give him Maisos, and we're not going to assume that he's a Miyuchas, and therefore even Avadim could do it. Mandiyam or Leviim, are you the one that says, no, that we insist it has to be only Leviim, Kasavra Malvin Miduchim, Bein Liyuchsin, Bein Lemaisos. He holds that we make a lot of assumptions. We make assumptions that he has Kasher Yichus, and we make the assumption that he's allowed to receive Maisa Rishon. Olamad Yom Yisraelim Ayukasavra Malim Miduchan Liuchsin V'lo L'maisos. But the Shita that holds that it's Yisraelim holds that we're Malim Miduchan, when we see that he plays in the Beis HaMikdash band, we allow him to, we make an assumption that he's in the Yuchas, but we're not going to make an assumption that he receives Maisa Rishon. And that would fit Yisrael Miyuchas perfectly, that he's allowed to marry a Kohen, he's Messiah Mekuhuna, but he's not going to receive Maisa Rishon. But Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Hashir Ma'akiv is a korban divrei Meir, Mechamra Mina Ma'akiv. Machlokas Tanoim, whether the korban is kasher without the shir. Meir says that the shir is Ma'akiv, the Chum say it's not Ma'akiv. My time with Rameir, where does Rameir get the idea that it is Ma'akiv? To Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Ve'etna es halaviyim, Nesunim la'arun levanav, Mitoch b'nei Yisrael, and it says, Ulechaper al b'nei Yisrael. So we're making a hekesh of here. Ma kapara ma'akeves, just like kapara is ma'akev, af shira ma'akeves. So to shira is also ma'akev. So how the Rabbanu going to deal with that pasuk? There's some sort of link, there's some sort of hekesh between kapara and shira, and if it's not to teach that shira is ma'akev, what is it to teach? V'rabbanan ha'huli idoch de Rabbi Lazar. That teaches the other statement of Rabbi Lazar. Damar Rabbi Lazar, ma kapara b'yom, af shira b'yom. Yes, there's a hekesh between kapara and shira, but not to tell me that it's ma'akev, just to tell me that it's done during the day, that just like kapara happens during the day, the shira also only happens during the day. Here's the primary sugya of our daf, and that is, how do we know that there is such a thing as shira in the Torah? Where does the Torah ever say anything about shira? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and we quote the pasuk in Devarim Perek Yud Ches, v'sheiris b'shem Hashem elokav kichol echav halaviyim ha'omdim sham lefnei Hashem. So v'sheiris b'shem Hashem elokav. Ezu sheirus shebeshem haviyomer zashira. What is a type of service that is done b'shem, that is done with the name of Hashem? That must be a reference to shira. Frankly, Gemara, shira, veim nesias kapayim. Maybe it's a reference to nesias kapayim. That's also an act of service that's done with the shem Hashem. No, midasiv l'sharso ulevarich bishmo mechlal debirchs kohanim lav sheirusu. Now, since the pasuk tells us two separate things, l'sharso and then Levarich Bishmo. So you see that Birchas Kohanim is not the definition of Shevus. These are two separate categories. Rav Masa Amar Mehacha. Rav Masa says that it's from the following pasuk that we know Shira. Tachas Hashalom Vata Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uvetuv Leva. That the Jewish people are criticized for not having served HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha Uvetuv Leva. Ezu Hi Avoda She B'Simcha Uvetuv Leva. What sort of avoda are we being criticized for having ignored? What is the avoda that is supposed to be done with a great sense of simcha and tov lev? Haviomer zeshira. That's a reference to shira. The ema divrei Torah. But maybe, how do you know that's a reference to shira? How do you know shira is what we call simcha v'tov levav? Maybe divrei Torah itself are simcha v'tov levav. After all, the chsiv pekudei Hashem yisharim misamche lev. That Torah is assumed to be misamche lev. So that's the basis of the halacha, of course, that it's also to learn Torah in Avelus and on Tisha B'Av, because we assume that there's an inherent simcha in a person's learning Torah. So maybe that when we're criticized for not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tov levav, it's really just a criticism for bittul Torah. Who says that it's a criticism for failure to do shira and therefore indicates a chiyuv to do shira? Says the Gemara, can't be a reference to Torah. Misamche lev ikri tov lo ikri. Torah is called misamche lev, but we don't ever find that Torah is called Tuv Levav, and therefore the Simcha V'Tuv Levav must be Shira. Says Mar, still, maybe it's something else. Ve'ema Bikurim, maybe it's Bikurim. Tchsiv V'Samachta B'Chol HaTov. So it says V'Samachta B'Chol HaTov by Bikurim. So you see that it's called Simcha and it's called Tov. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to, and not Shira at all. Says Mar, no. Tov Ikri, Tov Levav Lo Ikri. Bikurim is called Simcha and Tov, but it's not called Tov Levav, and therefore the pasuk must be referring to Shira. Now, once we mention Bikurim, we're going to go on a little bit of a tangent about Bikurim, and then we're going to come back to more Makoros, more possible sources in the Torah of how we know Shira. Amar Rav Masa, minayim Bikurim Shira. How do I know that Bikurim requires Shira? Well, Asya Tov Tov Mehacha. We derive Tov Tov from here. It says over here B'chol HaTov, and it says by Shira B'Simcha V'Tov Levav. So the fact that they're both referred to as Tov tells me that we apply Shira to Bikurim as well. So Frakta Gemara Eini, how can you say that there's Shira by Bikurim? V'Amar Rav Shlomo Bar Nachmani Amar Rav Yonasan Minayin Sheinom Shira El Ale Yayin. We only say Shira on wine. Shinam Ratom Lam Hagefen Echdalti Es Tiroshi HaMesameach Halukim V'Anashim Im Anashim Mesameach Halukim V'Mem Mesameach. So we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mesameach. So Mikan Shein Omrim Shira Ela Ala Yayin. So we see from there that Shira is only said in the context of wine, and Bikurim, we bring grapes, but we do not bring wine. So how can you say that we have Shira by Bikurim? We clearly don't have Shira by Bikurim, because you need to have wine when you have Shira, and there's no wine by Bikurim. So Mishkach Sakatatan Rabbi Yossi Priyatamevi Viatamevi Mashkin Hevi Anavim V'Darcha Minayin Tamal Lomar Tavi. That even though by Bikurim you bring a pri and you don't bring a mashkin, if a person brings anavim, he brings grapes to the Azara, and then he crushes them, and obviously wine comes out, so that's also okay, because the pasuk says Tavi. So you see from there that there could be wine associated with Bikurim, and therefore you're able to have Shira associated with Bikurim. Now back to the originally scheduled program of trying to find sources for the notion of Shira. So Chizkiah says it's based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the pasuk says, Uchanan Yahu Sara Levi B'Masa Yasar B'Masa Kimevinhu. So it says the Sara Levi is B'Masa Yasar. So Al Tikri Yasar Eli Yashir, that it shouldn't be read Yasar, but Yashir, that he should sing a Shira. Balvati Am Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha. And Balvati is the name of a person, Rashi says, Shem Chacham. Every once in a while you have a Rashi that has to fill us in on a strange word that appears, and will have to tell us this isn't a strange word at all, rather it's just a person's name. So Balvati says, we learn it from the following, La Avod Avodas Avoda, Ezvi Avoda Shetzricha Avoda. What sort of Avoda accompanies other avoda. Haviyomer is Shira. That must be a reference to Shira. And Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehacher. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, we don't learn it from that pasuk. Rather, we learn it from a pasuk in Tehillim. Su'u zimra usnu sof kinor noim im novel. That pretty directly relates to musical instruments. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak has a different pasuk, where the pasuk in Yeshayahu says Yisu Kolam Yeronu Begon Hashem Tzalumayim. So that's the pasuk that teaches us Shira. V'tana Maisi LaMehacha. Then we have a brisa that quotes yet another pasuk. I haven't kept count. I don't know what we're up to. How many different sources we have of Shira, but it's a lot. The pasuk in Bamidbar Parag Zayin Ulvne. So they lifted on their shoulders. Once you tell me that it's on the shoulders, do I not know that they were lifting? So what does Yisau add? Yisau el lashon shira. Yisau is the lashon of shira. V'cheinu omer. Where do we find that Yisau is the lashon of shira? Pasuk says su'u zimra usnusov. Va'omer yisu kolam yaronu. Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yishua Amar Mehacha, yet another source. Moshe Yidaber, ve'elukim ya'anenu b'kol. That Moshe was Medaber, and Hashem answered b'kol. What does it mean, Hashem answered b'kol? Al iske kol. You have to remember, Moshe was a Levi. So this was saying that Hashem was giving Moshe Rabbeinu the instructions of how to be a proper Levi. Al iske kol. Ravashi Amar Mehacha, Ravashi says from the following source. Vehi ke'echad l'mechatzatzim l'mshorrim l'ashmiya kol. And Rabbi Yonos and Amar Mehacha, V'loyimusu gam heim gam atem, ma atem ba'avodas mizbeach, af heim ba'avodas mizbeach. That just like the Kohanim are engaged in avodas mizbeach, Levim also have an avodas mizbeach. And what's the avodas mizbeach of the Levim? The Shira. Tani Nami Hachim of a Bais that supports this, V'loyimusu gam heim gam atem. And we darshan. Atem b'shalahem kohanim go and do the avoda of the Levim, meaning the Kohanim that show up and sing one day in the Beis HaMikdash, or veheim b'shalachem, if the Levim go and they do the avoda of the Kohanim on the Mizbeach, b'misa, they're chayiv misa for such a thing. But heim b'shalahem einan b'misa. If Levim do other Levim things, then they are not going to be chayiv misa. Meaning, if a Levi who is a mishorer, who's a singer, decides to be mishoer one day, decides to be a gatekeeper one day, or vice versa, so then there's not going to be a chayiv misa, ela ba'asara, that just a losa say, even though it doesn't say clearly what the asara is, right? Rashi points out, lois parishlan, that it doesn't say exactly what the asara is, but there is only an asara, it's not misa. Amar Abayin, the ketinan, mishora shashir bishal chavero b'misa. Shenemar, v'acharum l'fnei mishkan kedma l'fnei ol moed, v'azara, karei v'yumas, that the pasuk says that someone who is a stranger, an outsider to that avoda, is going to be chayiv misa. And from there, says Abai, we learned that if a Levi does another Levi's job, a mishara shashoer, or vice versa, is chayiv misa. How do I see that? My zar, what does it mean, a zar? Ile mazar mamish, if it means someone who's mamish zar, who's Yisrael, haksiv chadazimna. We already had that once. El lav zar da osa avoda. It must be that he's not a zar, he's a Levi. But he's a zar to that avoda. He's not supposed to be engaged in that avoda. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges Mishorer Shashir Umishower Shashorer Einan B'misa L'Basara. That we said before that it's not B'misa, it's only Basara. So how can Abaye come along and tell me that he's going to be Chayiv Misa? Says Mar Tanayi, because it in fact is a Machlokas Tanayin. Titania, Maisim Rabbi Shua Bar Chananya, Shaluch L'Sayeya Bahagafas Tlasos Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Budgoda. Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya, who was apparently a Mishorer, and he went and he helped doing the job of a Mishorer by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Budgoda. Amar Lo B'ni Chazol Acharayich, Sha'ata Min HaMishorerim V'lo Min HaMishorerim. He said, you have to, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to be involved in the gatekeeping, because your job is as a Mishorer, not as a Mishorer. So my lad Ba'akamithmi. So what were these two giants arguing about? It must be the Mar Savar Misahi, because of Barabanan, that that Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, who stopped him from doing it, must have held that it's a chi of misa for a meshorer to be a meshorer. And over here, he wasn't really doing it; he was just helping. He was only being misayeya. Yeah, but the rabban would be gozer that you're not allowed to be misayeya because you're playing with fire over here, since it's a chi of misa. Umar Sabah, but Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who tried to do it, held asarahi, that even to do it by himself would only be a losase, would only be an asara below gazerba, and therefore the rabbanan never made a gezera against it. So says Gemara, no, it could be to kuli alma asarihi. Maybe everyone holds that there's no chiyuv misa, that it's only in azhara. Mar saver misayeya gazur be'rabbanan, mar saver lo gazur be'rabbanan. And the machlokas was, did the rabbanan make a gzeira on a misayeya or not? By Rabbi Yavin, olas nedavah. So now a new topic, a shayla of Rabbi Yavin, and this will take us through the rest of the daf. Olas nidvas tzibur to unashira o eina to unashira. If a tzibur volunteers in olas nedavah, so does that require shira or not? Meaning the Keitz HaMizbeach that comes from the shofaros that they put the money in. So the Keitz HaMizbeach means like the dessert of the Mizbeach to keep the Mizbeach busy. So they'll have money that goes for that purpose. Do you need shira when you bring such karbanos? Olo sechem amar rachmana achas olos chol vavachas olos nedava. Are we medayek from the fact that the pasuk by shira says katan bechatzotzos al olo sechem in plural? So it sounds like multiple types of ola require shira, both olas chova and olas nedava. Or maybe the plural is just because it's talking to the Gans Klal Yisrael. So the entire Jewish people is Olo Seichem, but maybe it has nothing to do with Olas Nedava. So Tashema says, where we'll bring a raya. Vayomer Chizkiyo lahalos ha'ola uve'es heichal ha'ola heichal shir Hashem v'chatzotzos al yidei kli David Melech Yisrael. So, Hai Shira Maya Vidita. What type of Shira are we talking about? Ilema da Olas Chova, if it's the Shira of an Olas Chova, Lamalim Luche, why does Chizkiyo HaMelech have to ask a Shaila whether there should or shouldn't be Shira? Meaning, apparently, what's going on in this Pasuk is Chizkiyo is checking whether there should be Shira and then ultimately decides, yes, there will be. Well, if it's talking about an Olas Chova, you don't need to ask whether there will be Shira. It's obvious that there's Shira. Elulav Olas Nedava. Ooh, so it must be that it's talking about Olas Nedava. And you see that Olas Nedava also has Shira. Amar Rav Yosef Lo. Olas Rosh Chodesh Hava. It was really an Olas Rosh Chodesh. V'kami Bayiluhu mi hukvar Rosh Chodesh bezmano delikra v'lo. Now Olas Rosh Chodesh is an Olas Chova, so obviously it should require Shira. He wasn't asking whether it requires Shira. He was asking if it was the right day to bring the Olas Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to know whether the Beis Din had been koveya the Rosh Chodesh. But of course, once he discovers that it is Rosh Chodesh, the Olas Rosh Chodesh, of course, is going to require Shira. So Amalei Abayu, Mimat Samar Tachi, can you really say such a thing? Vaksiv biyom shisha asar lechodesh harishon, vayom chizkiyo lahalos ha'ola, that it says that it was on the 16th day of Nisan that this happened. So this was not the Olas Rosh Chodesh. So Ela Amar Rami Bereda Rav Yeva. So again, how many possibilities do we have so far? What's going on in the pasuk? First possibility was that Chizkiyo was asking whether an olas nedava of a tzibor requires shira, and the conclusion was yes. The second possibility is no. It was about an olas Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't about whether it requires shira. It was about whether it was in fact Rosh Chodesh or not. But now the Gemara rejected that second possibility because the pasuk says that it was on the 16th day of Nisan, so it couldn't have been Olas Rosh Chodesh. Ella Amar Rami Pered Rav Yeva Keves Haba Ima Omer Kami Bayilu. The shaila was about the sheep that's brought with the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Mi Kaver Rosh Chodesh Bezmano Delikriv. Alo, he wanted to know, should he be bringing that Korban? Because is it really the second day of Pesach? He wanted to know whether the previous Chodesh was Kava Bezmano. So Maskev Rav Avi Pesach, Avilechse Pesach Echiyavit, Well, this would not have been the first important decision to be made based on whether it was in fact the right day of the month. He would have also had to know when to bring the Korban Pesach. He also would have had to know when to eat matzah. So how could it be that it's already the 16th day, second day of Pesach, and they're not sure if it's really the second day of Pesach? Ella amar Ravashi mididava ashlichu tzibur demimlich, that no, really it was just more of a protocol that a person shouldn't just get up and be a shliach tzibur, so he has to first ask permission from the tzibur. So it was a very similar type of thing going on over here. It was Chizkiah was not really asking a shaila; he was asking rishus, because that's the derech eretz. Once we say that, we could even say it was an olaschova. Just like a shliach tzibur would ask permission. Tashema, so the Gemara says, let's bring another raya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalgulin Zuchus Liyom Zakai V'chova Liyom Chayiv. That good things happen on good days and bad things happen on bad days. This is a very interesting idea that Chazal assume that a day is imbued with a certain character. It's not just like there's an even chance on any given day whether it will be a good day or a bad day. That Tisha B'Av, for example, has a greater chance of being a bad day, not only retrospectively when we observe that which, or commemorate that which happened in the past, but even as we go through the annual cycle, there's a greater chance of tragedy on an actual Tisha B'Av, and when there are good things that happen, there's a greater chance of good things happening on days that are inherently good. So Amru Kishacharav Abayis Barishona, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Osa Hayom Tisha B'Av Haya, it was Tisha B'Av, but not only Tisha B'Av, Umotzai Shabbos Haya, it was Motzai Shabbos, Umotzai Shvius Haya, and it was the year after a Shemitah year, Umishmarto Shal Yeho Yariv Haya, and it was during the Mishmar of Yeho Yariv, Vayukanim Levim Omdim Al Duchanan, and the Kohanim Levim were by their stations, Va'omrim Shira, and they were saying Shira, Umashira Amru, what Shira were the Levim saying? As the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, a fascinating piece of history over here, Vayashav Aleihem Es Onam Uver Asam Yatzmisem, and it should continue, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu, but lo ispiku lomer Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu ad shabohu oivim v'kavshum, and they couldn't even finish the pasuk. They couldn't say Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu till the enemy came and conquered them. V'chein b'shnia, and a similar thing happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. So hay shira maya vitate. What shira were they singing? Meaning, a shira is always associated with a karban. What karban was this shira associated with? If we're talking about the shira of an olaschova, mi havai, was there an olaschova still being brought on that very last day, the day of the Churban itself? But no, we learned habishiva asar b'tamuz batal atamid. Already on shiva asar b'tamuz, they didn't have a korban tamid anymore, so there was no olaschova anymore. Elalav to olas nedava. It must be that it's a reference to the an olas nedava. Ah, so you see that there's shira by an olas nedava. So that answers our shaila. V'tizbra maishna da olas chava de lo avai umaishna da olas nedava da avai. Well, wait a second. Why would that have happened? That they no longer had an olas chava at that stage of Tisha B'Av of the very last year, after Shavuot Sabbatamos of the very last year, and they still have olas nedava? Says Mar Halokasha. That's not a problem, because Ben Bakar ikray ba'alma hu disrami lehu. It could be they didn't have every single day a sheep to bring as a korban tamid, but kevesechad b'bokar, kevesechad ben arba'im, but they came across a ben bakar that they were able to bring cattle, which they were able to bring, so they brought it as an olas nedava, and together with that olas nedava, they had shira. But it's just remarkable that the Churban HaBayis happened amidst shira, that it happened dafka in the middle of a singing of a shira. Amar Rav Avitim Ravashi, v'tizbra shira diyomei, La'ashem aratum loa, v'yashav alei masonam, Bashir Da'arba Bishabisu. Wait a second, it turns out they were singing the wrong Shira, because we said it was Matzai Shabbos, so they should have been singing Sunday Shira. But we quoted a pasuk that they were in the middle of singing, which was Wednesday's Shira. Ella Ayla Ba'alba Hu Denafla B'Pumayu. No, it was just they were saying something that just came to their mouths, and it happened to have been somewhat prophetic about the what was going on around them. Meaning, it was sort of a kina. Rashi says an Ayla is a kina that they were saying it was a lamentation over what was happening. V'ha'om din al duchanan katani. What do you mean? How could you say that it was just a lamentation and it wasn't actually the mitzvah of shira that they were performing? The pasuk says that they were the Brisa had said that they were omdim al duchanan, they were by their station, which seems to mean that it was the platform that they were on where they would sing shira. Kedereish Lakish, like Reish Lakish said, da Amar Omer Shalom al Karban, that they could say it even not on a karban. Ihachi Balas Nedavinami Lema. Wait, if you're allowed to say shira even not on a karban, so then. It should be obvious that you're allowed to say it on an olas netava. Meaning, our whole shaila in the Gemara is that we know by an olas chova that their shira, the shaila was about an olas netava. But if it could even be on a non-karban, so then of course it should be allowed an olas netava. So it says Gemara, no, nafik mina chorba, that we're afraid of doing it on an olas netava because that could lead to a terrible misunderstanding. Because it's only a reshus to sing Shiran and Olas Nedava. So if you do it, people are going to think that it's a reshus on Olas Chova as well, and that's why we just avoid Shira on the Olas Nedava. So says Gemara, my Habila. Okay, so at the end of the day, this whole sugya started with a question, right? It started way back at Boi Rabbi Avin, about 15 lines. into the page, on the first words on the line, by Rabbi Avin, whether Olas Nidavas Nidvas Tzibur requires Shira. So at the end of the day, what are we passing? Tashima, one final. Raya, Ditani Rav Mari, Bered Rav Kahana, Al Olosechem, Bialzib Cheshal Mechem, that we link Ola to Shlamim. Ma Ola Kodesh Kadashim, Av Shlamim Kodesh Kadashim. That just like the Ola that we're talking about is Kodesh Kadashim, because there is no Ola that's Kachim Kalim, so to the Shlamim that we're talking about over here that requires Shir is a Shlamim that is Kodesh Kadashim. The only Shlamim that is Kodesh Kadashim is the Kifsei Atzeres. So the only Shlamim that requires Shira is the Kodesh Kadashim kind of Shlamim, which is the Kifsei Atzeres. Uma Shlamim Kavul Zman, Af Ola Kavul Zman. Kifsei Atzeres, that has a very specific Zman. And therefore, the only kind of Ola that will require Shira is also an Ola that has a very specific Zman. And what's that? Clearly not an Ola Snedava. Only an Ola Schova has a specific Zman that has to be brought. An Ola Snedava can be brought whenever. So it's from that pasuk that identifies the kinds of Karbonos that get Shira that we see that an Ola Nidvas Tzibur does not get Shira. Only Shlamim gets the Shalmei Atzeres, and an Olas Chova is going to get Shira. Okay, we were a little short on time, so we had to rush through the daf a little bit today. Didn't get a chance to say anything outside, but Be'ez Hashem will get back to normal type of shir on daf Yud Beis next time.